From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, announced today that there will be a nationwide day of reflection on the life of Nelson Mandela this Sunday. There will be a stadium-sized memorial on the 10th, and he will be laid to rest in his home village of Kunu on the 15th. In a moment, we'll speak to a South African who lives in the U.S. now, but whose family was close to Mandela.
And we're going to start, though, in South Africa, where the mourning and celebration of Nelson Mandela's life continues today. Flags are flying at half-staff across South Africa and also being carried in the streets. Sudarshan Raghavan is African Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. He's in Johannesburg. And Sudarshan, what kinds of things are you seeing and hearing?
Well, I'm actually standing outside Nelson Mandela's house right now, and there's hundreds of people still here. It's nearly 9 o'clock at night. People have brought their children, they're lighting up candles, they're bringing bouquets of flowers, they're singing and dancing. It's a pretty amazing sight.
Well, and we know that when the news first came yesterday, many of them were already in their pajamas and came pouring out. And since then, we've seen all different kinds of outfits. We're hearing different music. What are we hearing and seeing?
Well, you know, South Africa, it's, you know, this is as much a tribute to South Africa as it is to Nelson Mandela. Many people here say that they would not be the country they are now, mixed, diverse, united, and equal under the law, without Nelson Mandela. So people are wearing different outfits to celebrate their diversity.
We see outfits of the Zulu Nation. We're hearing Christian hymns, as well as more tribal songs from ethnic groups. We're also maybe hearing some fear. We know that Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, "We've lost our father. The country's lost our father." Much has been made of Mandela as both George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. But he went on to say, "What will we do without our father?" Is there some fear mixed into?
Yes, there's absolutely this fear and uncertainty as the country moves forward after Mandela. Part of the problem is that you've got many people here are criticizing the ANC, the leadership of the ruling African National Congress. Many see them as unable to carry on the mantle of Nelson Mandela. So there is great concern. There's in recent months there's been corruption allegations against President Jacob Zuma. There's been extreme violence, a daily protest over the lack of jobs and housing. So people are concerned that now that Mandela has passed, they're concerned what the future holds for South Africa.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, we're hearing so many memories of the more recent past, including just sports memories. And I wonder if you could speak briefly of the role of sports. We're seeing some, flags of different teams. Nelson Mandela loved boxer Joe Louis. There was also that moment after apartheid fell and South Africa was allowed back into the sporting world. It had been kept out, banned for so long because of apartheid. And there was that moment when the now President Mandela walked out onto a rugby field in this huge stadium wearing the rugby team shirt. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was actually here in South Africa during 1995 when it happened. It was an amazing moment for racial reconciliation in the country. Mandela basically supported the Springboks, which the South African national rugby team, which was widely seen by black South Africans as a symbol of apartheid because it was predominantly white. So when Mandela decided to support the Springboks, he brought along an entire many of the black majority who also supported the team, and they eventually won, and it was a great victory for racial reconciliation in the country, and many view what Mandela did as one of his greatest achievements in after apartheid.
Well, and we know that the official memorial service will be held at FNB Stadium in Johannesburg. That's where Mandela made his last public appearance at the stadium in 2010 for the closing ceremony of the Soccer World Cup. Quite emotional. Sudarshan Raghavan, Africa Bureau Chief for The Washington Post in Johannesburg. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.